All right, in the name of Jesus, we know that the Father is present, that the Holy Spirit is present to bring us back to our full agenda. There is a place that the Lord wants us to go this morning. I have to be very slow and very careful, because it's very tedious ground. There's something I got to find. I looked at it just now, and he don't want me to find it, but I'm going to find it. Yes, the apostolic reset in the body of Christ. Think along that line. That's what we're going to be doing this morning, with apostolic insight about resetting Ephesians 4:11 through 16 and Acts 20:28 through 34. Very important. So I'll read. Let me read Acts 20:28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over thee which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseer. Why? To feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. In order to do that, you're going to have to be properly apostolically trained. I know this from experience, because a long time I wasn't trained properly to do that. But it's so much easier now, and it's so much more powerful and forceful now. The 29th verse says, "For I know this, that after my departing, should grievous wolf enter in among you, not sparing the flock." So the flock have to know themselves how to defend themselves. Then he says in the 30th verse, "Also of your own self shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them." Now we know we've got a lot of that going on, and we who are pastoring apostolically need to be aware of that fact. But we need to have our people so well trained that they cannot be deceived. So he said, "Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears, the apostle, training. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace." Notice what he commended to God and to the word of his grace. I want you to remember that. "Was able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." Then he talked about he had covered no man's silver, gold, or apparel. Then he says this, "Yeah, you yourself know that these hands have ministered to my necessities and them that are with me. I've showed you all then how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. I say it is more blessed to give than to receive." Then we go over to Ephesians. These scriptures, as pastors and ministers of the gospel, are well known to you. But let's admit that in our churches, the apostolic grace and the apostolic insight and the apostolic anointing and the apostolic awareness that we should have in members that are sitting under us is not fully in place. Until we get in place and begin to operate in apostolic setting, like being pathfinders and pace setters, pioneer in the realm of the Spirit apostolically. Now, the whole Bible, when you get out in the New Testament, Apostle Paul, Peter, those apostles were straightening out churches and ministers and members. They were giving them a deeper insight, a deeper grip on the Holy Ghost, of permitting them to know how to yield, to permit the Holy Ghost to get a deeper grip on them. And that's my assignment. So I'll bump side the wall. I might not sound too spiritual, but I got too much proof for you to deny in ministry, family, etc. So I want you to listen, even though you have accomplished some things, and so I will not be talking down to you, but just one little thing and insight can motivate your ministry to another level. So that's my aim here, that we can bring the church to the place of Ephesians 4:11. And again, some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Now, for the perfection of the saint, without the apostolic, the saint will not be perfected for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. In the 13th verse, that we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I love verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of man and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So we had to train our people how to deal with deception. But speaking the truth in love, they got to know the truth to speak it. May grow up into him in all things, which is head even Christ. And we're going to verse 16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. We can't read that too much. We need to read that over and over again. Now, let me say a few things about the apostolic we'll be dealing with in the days to come. Apostolic teaching is different. Apostolic training in all our churches. Apostolic prayers of enlightenment. Apostolic agenda. Training our people. Now, you never heard this before. It's fresh to me. You might have heard it, but it's going to be shocking to you. Supernatural snatchers. In other words, when you train properly apostolically, you become a supernatural snatcher. You snatch things out of the spirit world awkwardly, not educationally, not powerful in your thinking, but you become a supernatural snatcher in your preaching, in your ministering to people. You just snatch the supernatural into their presence. Apostolic agenda and defender anointing. We have to know how to wear that apostolic agenda and defender anointing. And we're talking about apostolic reset in the body of Christ, who we're going to talk about this morning. Again, apostolic anointing. Living in the power of apostolic sonship manifestation. In other words, in congregation in the LTMA, where we ought to be producing apostolic sonship, strong, Ephesians 4:11 to 16, that they operate in apostolic faith. Now listen to this next statement, because it's one that I want to cross the river for each one of us. Building up people with lives of no limitation. Building a people with lives of no limitation. That's what the apostolic is designed to do. And that's why Satan fought it so much to keep it out of the church with all these high-class educational spiritual school and stuff going on, and eloquence and all of this fashion show. But we're supposed to be building up people with lives of no limitation. So we'll begin this morning as I deal with these apostolic insights. I want you to mark or turn to Galatians chapter 2, because I'm going to take the scriptures along with it, because it's going to be powerful this morning. Scriptures you may have read before, but the setting they're going to be in, going to be in an apostolic setting. In other words, taking us to the degree that the Holy Spirit wants us to go in. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I want to read these two verses. The Apostle Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And then he goes on to say, in the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, you can read that verse and stop, but verse 21 actually fulfill that verse. The first part, I do not frustrate the grace of God. So the first apostolic insight I want to give from those two scriptures that have changed my life, changed my ministry of, you know, I tell you over time, 51 years. It will not sound so profound because the simplicity of it is so anointed. It will not, what I'm about to tell you, it will not sound so profound because the simplicity of it is so anointing and will cause a shift in your ministry and a shift in everybody who's following you. Now, we may have said it slangily, but we're going to have to dig deep down into this first apostolic insight I'm going to give you. Many of us think we already know it. I had been in ministry a long time. I knew of it, but I didn't really know it like I know it today. It has changed my prayer life. It has changed my preaching, changed my teaching, changed my living. It's a whole vast new environment for the body of Christ that has been blinded in this area by division. Let me make the statement. Grace and faith must be connected properly. Grace and faith must be connected properly. Now, that don't sound like a broad statement. It don't sound like no great apostolic teaching. But that's the nitty-gritty, because we need to train ourselves and the people that we are sent to, that it is finished. Jesus made that statement on the cross. Our ownership is a revelation of grace. A grace is a revelation that is already out. And the problem is, for a long time, through the pastoral and through the teaching evangelists, we've been trying to teach people how to get something, and how to pray for it, how to have faith for it, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but improperly, because it produces a different spiritual strength when what you're going after, you know you're already on it. Now that's power. So the body of Christ, from our apostolic point of view, going to have to be trained in divine ownership, divine rights, divine privileges that already have been provided for us by God. Now, Satan don't want us to know that. Satan wants to cry. He wants to fight, pull, kick. actually, when you come to the grip of the fact of grace is a supernatural divine favor from God that is already in place, and that faith provokes or pull or penetrate that ownership. That is very important. We need to go over it. It sounds so simple, but there's an anointing that travel with that, that can get in the people and change their life completely. So many fighting to get something, fighting to get what they already had. It's already there. And that's what Satan want to do. Satan want us to be in warfare about something we have already won. I like that. Being warfare. And so we got to train our people that the battle is already won. We have to walk by faith, not by sight, not by fact, not by fear. And we train them over and over again these simplicities, which really are not simplicity. They're the nitty gritty. I'm from Louisiana. They're the nitty gritty. They're the bark of how we're going to come out in any given situation. So, grace and faith must be connected properly. Now, the whole book of Ephesians is a book about what already has been done. It's a grace book. And so what the trick that the enemy used against us is to get one side to teach grace, another side to teach faith. Never wanted grace and faith to come together, because that's the nitty-gritty, right? So we have to, in our messages and in our insight in the scriptures and our studies and our prayer time, we have to come in this space of grace and faith and make sure that our people understand what they're doing when they're praying, what they're doing when they're meditating, what they're doing when they're fellowshipping with God. See, because grace opened the whole spectrum of the cross. On the cross, I think there were many words that Jesus said when he was on the cross. It was grace being opened. So what happened, if we don't understand grace and faith connection, our identity will be invalidated. Now, I'm talking to you. Some of y'all have been in ministry a long time. You say, well, my, you talking to me like I'm a little child. No, I'm talking to me too. 51 years. Any of y'all got over 51 years? So this is an old apostle talking to you. I'm just trying to draw it out to you that I'm feeding like a newborn baby in this area of the apostolic, because what Satan did with the apostolic, try to take it out of church, or he split them and called them to fight. One side grace, one side faith, because he knows if them two ever get together, he's a loser. He's on our feet, and that's what we got to train our people. A lot of people are suffering. They call themselves meditating. They call themselves interceding, yet without the revelation of grace and faith working together, they really can't get where they're going like they should. So the next apostolic insight, and you have to train this, and the Lord will give you ways to train it. Stop trying to receive what is already yours. That is powerful, and it's based on Ephesians 1:1-3. Blessed be the God and Father of Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. And you can read that Ephesians 1:1-3. So stop trying to receive what is already yours. So what we're dealing now with son and daughter, we're dealing with training people to receive right. Reconstructing our receiver. There's a rest. There's a rest. Once this revelation come across clear, there is a divine rest that cannot be partaken of no other way without this apostolic revelation. Stop trying to receive what is already yours. Now, there are things we don't have as ours, but we go after it right away. When you go and you know something belongs to you, know you got the power to get it, and know nobody can stop you, nothing is impossible. See, that bring the word, erase the word impossible out of your faith and out of people's lives. When it's stop trying to receive what is already yours. Lord, please be with us. Lord said, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. So it's a spiritual insight. It's a spiritual enlightenment. It's a spiritual excitement to know that you're a winner before you even start. Thank be to God who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, we got the victory in every situation. So, based on that, God will speak to you about it. But as apostle, operating in the apostolic anointing, we have to train people that is already yours. And the Lord is applauding right now. The Lord is happy for us having this conference now. The Lord is well pleased because he wants his children to be able to appreciate what he already have done for them in the face of opposition saying that they don't have it. As we train them, as the anointing come on, each one of us begin to train them in that, for lack of a better word, dimension or that realm of understanding, that the eyes of their understanding can be opened and enlightened of the spiritual altitude that the Father have already put them in will change their spiritual attitude about your ministry, about following you, about doing the thing the right way. And then number three, teaching God's people how to live in the supernatural overflow daily. Now, I have a supernatural prayer that the intercessors have been praying for some months now. Those of you all have been to my ministry for a different meeting. Y'all have been in those prayer meetings. And I want y'all to have them. I don't know if you got a copy of them, but the first one, I think, is creating a supernatural atmosphere. So what we're talking about is, we need to train our people consistently how to create the supernatural atmosphere of grace and faith properly connected. It will create a supernatural atmosphere every time. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 11 through 16, the book of Ephesians, So we're talking about teaching God's people how to live in a supernatural overflow there. Now listen, each one of these, grace and faith, must be connected properly. Stop trying to receive what is already yours. Teaching God's people how to live in a supernatural overflow there. You can't really teach what you haven't reached. So what I'm saying is, First of all, as I impart to you in these impartation, you're going to have to receive this. You're not going to be able to minister this from the outside. In other words, just verbally. You're going to have to meditate. You're going to have to get in place that these new territories that we're going in, this new path, pioneering, pace setting, going to have to be developed apostolically in you and upon you that the people can see it. Not just you saying it. They need to see, and I got it down here somewhere. I don't want nobody connected to me staying in the same spot. If you connected to our ministry and you standing in the same spot, you lie. You're not connected. You're just there. But if you really connect, because connecting in this apostolic ministry, you better make some changes. You can't go back and hold your mouth heart and proud about what you've been doing. You better drop that pride and know, don't get this. I don't know if this is a word. I'm going to make a word up. Patternize. A pattern you've been in for years and years. No. The Bible talks about being sanctified. Sanctified means you were changed in order to get in the place where God wants you to be. So we don't need this in the LTMA. We don't need no high-minded preacher who just coming to be a part of it. No, I want to see results. I'm seeing so much results in some of the ministries in the LTMA. I'm so proud. I sit down and cry sometimes. I get full now to see ministries progressing because they don't mind making changes. They're humble enough to call the apostle's name, say the apostle doing this, the apostle did this. And the people catching on to it, there's a respect and a response that the people have, and they're leaping out there with them. You're going to have to do that. You're going to have to stop standing in a little pastoral mode as if we all that, and let the Lord snatch us into a higher realm. So what? Back to my original statement. If you say you connected to my ministry and not progressing, you lying. It's some change that you've heard you don't want to make. You're going to have to make that change. I'm going to tell you right now. Because, how can I say this? My ministry is radical. I mean, it's not fundamental. It's not a form or fashion. I'm changing on a daily basis. That's the only way you go deeper. You got to be willing to make spiritual changes when necessary. And that's what I'm asking of you. Let me take you to that place of ministry freedom, a flow to follow that will take you places in the spirit that you've never seen before. I'm bragging on the Holy Spirit, but I'm bragging on a lot of time spent with the Holy Spirit to come to this place. Now, in dealing with teaching God's people how to live in the supernatural overflow daily, in Ephesians 4:11 it says, again, that's that scripture I read earlier, so I'm not going to read it, all right? Number four, connecting properly with the apostolic so you can teach and preach from your producing lifestyle that cannot be denied. Let me read that again, because you can't preach what you're not producing. If it works so well, why is it not working in your life? Let me give it to you again. Connecting properly with the apostolic. Now, when I say the apostolic, I'm not talking about just me. I'm talking about the apostolic. I'm talking about the calling. You understand? Connecting properly with the apostolic so you can teach and preach from your producing lifestyle that cannot be denied. Acts chapter 20, 28, 32. What does that mean, connecting proverb with the apostolic? So you can teach and preach apostolically, that's what it's talking about. From your producing lifestyle. In other words, I'm expecting every one of you all, in the name of Jesus, to produce an apostolic lifestyle. These insights are to set you in a place of manifestation and demonstration that your congregation can recognize you going to another level. We just didn't keep the same little song, the same little sermon. We have to be yielding to the direction of apostolic supernatural manifestations. That's what I'm calling on down on LTMA, all of you, whether you're passionate or not, you're out there preaching, whatever you're doing, to wear that type of anointing. Let me read this again. Connecting properly with the apostolic. All right. So you can teach and preach apostolic. And then producing our apostolic lifestyle that cannot be denied. Where your people can see that you, pastor moving in another realm. It has to be produced. The reason I'm so firm in my teaching, because I got so much evidence in my life, from nothing to something, from nobody to somebody, from lack to abundance. Are you following me? You're telling on yourself if you're not producing. Now just sell it for where you are. No, you got to fight to get out of that hole. You got to fight to get out of that hole. And the Lord gives you the information to fight it with. All right? I'm going to go a few more. I'm almost a half hour in. We're talking about apostolic insight. We're talking about apostolic reset in the body of Christ. This insight is the reset, the apostolic, in our lives. That we can begin to reset it in the body of Christ and in the people of God. The people of God are really behind now. Okay, how good you think you're teaching. They're really, until we get more apostolic insight, some of these points I gave you earlier in them, until we begin to produce a lifestyle that is not begging, a lifestyle that is living off of the food that we're feeding you. They got to see that. All right. I like it, producing an apostolic lifestyle. Your prayer life must be perfected daily to wear a real anointing. Your prayer life. Now, how much time are you praying? Do you really have a confirmed prayer life with fellowshipping with God on a daily basis? That is so important. And you got to take time for God. You got to pray. Now, sometimes you pray while you're driving or, but you got to take time to pray and see God for you. Whether you feel anything or not, yeah, it's being put there. So let me give you this scripture, that one of the scriptures that changed my life. Your prayer life must be perfected daily to wear a real anointing. It's simple. Romans 8, 26 through 28. And in that, you move from your infirmities to intercession, to the mind of the Spirit, to the will of God, to the love of God, to the calling of God, to the purpose of God. Then that 28th verse, and it happened all the time. All things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. And so that prayer line, we'll deal more with it. I'll share more with you about my prayer life. But your prayer life must be perfect, perfected daily to wear a real anointing, to wear a real anointing that is recognized by the Spirit and by people who are in the Spirit. All right? Now here's another one that I want you to make note of. Stop trying to get people excited and take them to a deep spiritual experience. Now I had to move myself out of that. Stop trying to get people excited and take them to a deep spiritual experience. And I guess the Apostle Paul pointed out, I may go over these in another session, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 through 10. That's when you're preaching in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Not with enticing words, Paul said. He went deep in the Spirit, and so spiritual wisdom came out, spiritual insight came out, and it lost the sense realm. The sense realm can't go but the spirit realm. Well, Paul said the eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither been to the heart of man. See, the natural man can't go that way. When there's apostolic preaching, people go deeper and deeper into the Spirit. Number 7, holiness. And sanctification is a must for spiritual success. I'm going to get through it in a few minutes. LTMA, we're not playing no game. If you're in trouble, talk to your MVB. Because your lifestyle will catch up with you. I want y'all to stay clean. I want y'all to stay holy. If y'all need help, we're here to help one another. Is very important, because Satan will try to set you up, and then he gets you way up there, then he's going to expose you. We're seeing that now. It's all over YouTube, all kind of things breaking out on large ministry. We've been hiding it for many years. Sanctification is important. Your apostle believe in holiness and sanctification. They are a must. Holiness and sanctification is a must for spiritual success. And you know, we have the scripture, you read it, 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, 24. You got to be sanctified in your spirit, your soul, and your body. Then it says that God will do it. If you let him, he'll do it. Now, I'm speaking from experience. I've done that. So I live a sanctified life. You gotta live a clean life. You just preach a clean life. You gotta live a clean life. So it's important. No, these are not elementary things. These are the things that upset, uproot, and ruin ministry. And so I had to give it to you as I give impartation. Restoration, revelation for the body of Christ is in the atmosphere. Restoration revelations for the body of Christ is in the atmosphere. In other words, the apostolic atmosphere, the supernatural atmosphere that we are called to create for the body of Christ. Restoration revelation for the body of Christ is in the atmosphere. In other words, you're going to be amazed of how some of your people are going to change as you teach along that line. And then there's that apostolic prayer in Ephesians 1, 15 to 22. We need to pray that prayer. We need to pray that prayer over our people. All right? Let's see. You can't stay at the same level and fall in my ministry. In some way, you're lying to yourself. You can't stay at the same level and follow in my ministry. In some way, you're lying to yourself. You ought to be increasing. You ought to be improving. You ought to be more empowered You ought to be more sure of yourself. The confidence that I carry and the boldness that I carry and the anointing that I carry is not by might nor by power, but it's by His Spirit. It's not in academic. It's not, I don't know about computer. My children are keeping iPad. I don't know. Sometimes I can't get this thing straight. But it's the anointing, all right? So here, Revelation, see, you can't see at the same level. Joshua 1:8. When the Lord started teaching Joshua to take Moses, please, Moses had laid his hand on him. He had seen Moses' ministry, Elisha and Elijah, is the same way. And Joshua 1:8 tells you how to do it by meditating, and you cause yourself to prosper, have good success. All right, I'm going to give you two more, and then we're going to do the roll call. Apostolic wisdom is constantly knocking at your door. Even today, us being able to come together as we come together in different states, different places, and the Lord, we have such respect for one another. It's respectful for you to be on this line, unless you can't with your job. And I know y'all do that. In the middle of the day, what? That's for a reason, though. So apostolic wisdom is constantly knocking at your door. Because I ain't wasting my time. Oh, no. I ain't wasting my time with nobody. I ain't answering no questions. If they don't have enough sense to follow, I ain't wasting my time. I ain't going to all these different churches no more. Because my time is too valuable. And I got too many people to train. I'm going to go to my son and daughter's church. And wherever the Lord tell me to go. All right. Here's the last one I'm going to give you. In this session. Being faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Anybody can tell you about that. Me with my 13 members, 11 members, might have been 10. And putting a quarter in the basket and wanted 20 cents back. So being faithful a few things, I'll make you ruler over many things. I can tell y'all, my sons and daughters, I've sat on the outside for hours. Outside the house when I quit my job, my Bible and pad, and I had no porch in my house. I sat on the front of my house. People passed by, some driving in, talked to them a minute. I did that for years. I asked my wife, is there any way I could build something I could sit under? And she said, no, the house too awkward. Can't do this. And but I stayed faithful. And now I have a porch with 6 or 7 steps up, 4 big columns on it, and 2 big Boston rockers on it. What is the biggest in my neighborhood? You just be faithful. But it's not the outside thing. It's some things that have grown on the inside, large in the spirit. So I'm just asking you to go over these things. Pay real attention to them in your prayer time. Talk about that apostolic anointing and think about how your people are going to grow and develop. Father, I thank you so much. You've been so good to us because we have not had no foolishness in the LTMA. I have strong men in place, strong women in place. We are so thankful for our family, that you have gathered us together, that we are learning how to walk deeper in the Spirit. I pray that this impartation will cause many visitations of the Holy Spirit in the lives, in the homes, and in the ministries of every person under the sound of my voice. Anyone need healing, may the healing power flow, may they walk in health and wealth all the days of their lives. Thank you for everything you've done for us. We praise you for this impartation. Let it live. In Jesus' name, amen.